And they ought to want us to go into Lexington and carry something besides the big cities. I just got to the agriculture department to buy another $10 million worth today, and I got Veterans Administration to buy some meat, and I got the Army, Navy, and Air Force to buy $10 million worth more meat. So we'll have $30 million of it bought. Meat just trying to hold this damn price up a little bit.
Congressman Albert, sir.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Carl?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
What is that, are you where you can talk?
Yeah, sure.
What is that the Republican Policy Committee going against you on wheat mean? Does that mean you won't get any of them?
Well, we'll get very few unless we can just put the heat on a few of them through Bill Young and Carl. We don't ever get many.
Do they ever go against your policy committee? Do they always go with their policy committee? Does that mean unanimous?
No. Mm-hmm. I think we'll wind up with three or four of them. Maybe up to 10.
Did you get any reaction from your Northern Democrats today?
I think they're pretty well ready to go if they think they can. I had a talk with Daniel Ostinkowski of Chicago. And they've got a very bad reaction in Illinois from Douglas's vote against the bill, you know, along with Dirksen. And all the papers, not only the Tribune, but all four dailies in Chicago, coming out against the bill and congratulating Douglas on his vote. Well, of course, that could be fatal if we can't break through. And Danny called me off today and said that that's what they're up against. But he wound up by not wanting me to call Daley or you to call Daley or the speaker to call Daley, but sort of see how it develops. I think our biggest problem right now is to get Smith to give a room. And I think he'll do that over the next few days without having to take it away from him, which would be a big operation.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Looks like some of these textile people could do something with him.
They can't. Do you know what they got in Virginia the last time?
No.
They got the most conservative member, Bill Brock. Nobody else. That's all they got.
On cotton.
On cotton. That's all they got.
Damn. Did Byrd vote for it, or you know?
Yes, sir. He voted for it. But in the House, only Bill Brock voted for it, and he really lobbied all the rest of them because his big textile mills put him on the spot on it.
Did you get any reaction in Oklahoma in the press to our appointing this boy to the SEC?
All I've had is good up to now.
Watch it. I won't see. I won't give credit, and then I won't get some more. And you watch for some Phi Beta Kappas and Carl Alberts and Rhodes Scholars. Let's get some, though. Let's get some of our top people in some of these places.
And you know that he has the support of everybody in Oklahoma. Now, he had a bad year in his life, but all the rest of it has been terrific. Way above every call of duty, you know.
I think maybe we ought to, if we could get the Daley boys straightened out and the rest of them, maybe ought to have a caucus on this thing and just go to the Democrats and say to them. Now, they voted unanimous, Republican Policy Committee. We've got all these farm states. We just finished passing civil rights that affected all the urban areas. We got a housing bill coming up. We're going to go for that. The Democratic Party represents all the people. We just can't ignore the farming area.
You know, Cooley wants to do that.
Well, I don't think Cooley could do it as well as you could.
No, but
you just walk out there and say to him, you and McCormick, and just say, now, they're going to make this party matter in a political year, and we're either going to stand by our president or we're not.
Well, I want to tell you something. We're going to put this over. Don't you worry about that. The timing may not be as good as you.
Yeah, but I see 125 of them moving in today here, taking a tour of the farmers. Farm Bureau. Yeah, the 125 up there.
That's
saw her on a ticker, and they all seeing all the Iowa members and all that stuff. But we just...
If they go to caucus, I would prefer to go to caucus, but were I would.
I would too. I think you ought to go. I think you ought to. I think you ought to.
All right.
You ought to get some of your liberals all lined up and just say, now we've got to be for all the program. And we're not only going to be for civil rights, we're for the tax bill, we're going to be for the farm bill. And we're going to be representative of all the people. Just look at that motto on the back of that that thing I gave you last night. We serve all the nation. We're not going to take, we're not any narrow party. We're not any sectional party. We serve all the nation.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to take this and take the lead on
all
it
right,
in
we'll
the caucus.
Just start talking. I'm going to call Ken O'Donnell. He's out in Chicago. I'm going to try to get him to see Daley before he leaves.
All right, sir.
What's this fellow's name?
Danny Roskinkowski. He seems
Roskinkowski.
Taking over Tom O'Brien.
Okay.
Daily man up here.
All right, boy. Thank you.
All right, sir.